Hey, it's Catalia Marie here with another Let's Read With Me. We are on The Absent Author, Chapter 9, and I think potentially the final chapter of the book. So let's see how this ends. Let's jump right into it. Chapter 9. Mr. Linkletter unlocked the door and shoved it open. A man with curly blonde hair stared back at them. He was sitting in a chair with his feet tied in front of him. His arms were tied behind his back. A towel was wrapped around his mouth. "Oh my goodness," Mr. Linkletter cried. Everyone rushed into the room. Dink ran behind the chair to untie the man's hands, while Josh untied his feet. Mavis unwrapped the towel from around his face. "Thank goodness you got here," the man said. "I'm Wallace Wallace. Someone knocked on my door last night. A voice said he was from room service. When I opened the door, two men dragged me in here and tied me up." He looked at Dink. "You're Dink Duncan. I recognize you from the picture you sent. How did you find me?"
"We followed your itinerary," Dink said. He showed Mr. Wallace the sheet of paper. "We got it from Mr. Paskey and used it as a trail. The trail led us to this room."
"I'm so sorry I missed the book signing," Mr. Wallace said. "As you can see, I was a bit tied up."
He smiled, then he rubbed his jaw. "My mouth is sore from that towel. I can't believe I was kidnapped, and I can't wait to get back to my safe little cottage in Maine."
"Can you describe the two guys who kidnapped you?" Dink asked. "We should tell Officer Fallon so he can try to find them."
Wallace Wallace stared at Dink. "The two guys? Oh, well, I don't think I'll..."
"Hey!" Ruth Rose suddenly yelled.
Everyone looked at her.
"What's the matter?" asked Dink.
"You look funny, Ruth Rose."
She was staring at the red scarf draped around Mavis's neck. She pointed at the man who had been tied up.
"You're not Wallace Wallace."
Then she looked at Mavis Green.
"You are," she said quietly.
And that was chapter 9. Actually wasn't the last chapter. So I'm going to go ahead and do a twofer, and we're going to go ahead and go for chapter 10 and see if we can finish this out. Chapter 10.
"Ruth Rose, what are you talking about?" Josh said. Dink didn't know what to think, except that he was getting a headache.
"What makes you think I'm Wallace Wallace?" Mavis asked.
Ruth Rose walked over to Mavis.
"May I borrow your scarf?" she said.
Ruth Rose held up the scarf so everyone could see it.
"When I first saw this scarf, I thought these black little letters were M's," she said. "M for Mavis."
She looked at Mavis Green. "But they're not M's, are they?" She turned the scarf completely upside down.
"What do they look like now?"
"They're little W's now, right?"
W for Wallace Wallace.
Ruth Rose pointed at the man. "You just said you lived in a little cottage, but Wallace Wallace lives in a big castle in Maine. It says so on the cover of The Silent Swamp."
Ruth Rose pointed at Mavis's book bag.
"Seeing your bag again made me remember something I thought of today. Josh read that your castle was called Moose Manor. There's a picture of a moose on the side of your bag."
Ruth Rose handed the scarf back to Mavis.
"And we read that Wallace Wallace's favorite color is green. You like green ice cream, and you chose Mavis Green for your fake name."
Everyone was staring at Ruth Rose, except for the man they had untied. He started laughing.
"The cat's out of the bag now, sis," he said.
Then Mavis laughed and gave Ruth Rose a hug.
"Yes, Ruth Rose," Mavis said. "I really am Wallace Wallace."
She put her hand on the man's shoulder. "And this is my brother, Walker Wallace. We've been planning my kidnapping for weeks."
Dink stared at Mavis, or whoever she was.
"You mean Wallace Wallace is a woman?" she said.
"Yes, Dink, I'm a woman, and I'm definitely Wallace Wallace." She winked at him.
"Honest." Mavis, the real Wallace Wallace, sat on the bed. She took off her glasses and pulled the barrettes out of her hair. She shook her hair until it pulled out in a mass of wild curls.
"Thank goodness I can be myself now," she said. "All day I've had to act like timid Mrs. Mavis Green. I can't wait to get out of this fuddy-duddy dress and into my jeans again." She kicked off her shoes and wiggled her toes in the air. Boy, does that feel good. Dink blinked and shook his head. Mavis Green was really Wallace Wallace. He couldn't believe it. But why did you pretend to be kidnapped? He asked. The real Wallace Wallace grinned at the kids' surprised faces. I owe you an explanation, she said. My new book is about a children's mystery writer who gets kidnapped. In my book, some children rescue the writer. I wanted to find out how real kids might solve the mystery, she explained. She smiled at Dink. Then your letter came, inviting me to Green Lawn. That's what gave me the idea to fake my own kidnapping. I'd become Mavis Green and watch what happened. Oh yeah, Dink said. In your letter, you said you were doing some research in Connecticut. She nodded. Yes, and I mentioned the word kidnap in the letter to get you thinking along those lines. She smiled at the three kids. I thought I'd have to give you more clues, but you solved the mystery all by yourselves. Dink laughed. You recognized me in the bookstore from my picture, he said, and you didn't send me a picture so I wouldn't recognize you. Then my nutty sister dragged me into her plan, Walker Wallace said. I should be home checking my lobster pots. While you were eating lunch, Walker and I ate ours up here, Wallace said. Then just before 2 o'clock, I tied him in the chair and ran downstairs to meet you out front as Mavis. Wallace Wallace threw her head back and laughed. Do you remember downstairs when Dink said there was something fishy on the third floor? She got up and stood next to her brother. Well, I'm always teasing Walker about smelling fishy from handling his lobster bait. So when you said something was fishy in the hotel, I had to pretend to cough so you wouldn't know I was really laughing. Boy, did you have us fooled, Dink said. Wallace Wallace grinned. Mr. Paskey was in on it. I had to tell him the truth. As you saw this morning at the book nook, my little scheme made him very nervous. I've promised him I'll come back and do a real book signing soon. But I'll be in disguise, so be prepared for anything. Dink shook his head. I was so disappointed because I couldn't meet my favorite author this morning, he said. And I've been with you all day and didn't even know it. She looked at Dink. I'm so sorry I tricked you. Will you forgive me? Dink blushed. Sure. I have a question, Josh said. Where did you really sleep last night? Right here in room 302. A few weeks ago, I telephoned to reserve 2 rooms next to each other. Last night, I checked into 303's Wallace Wallace, the man. Up in room 303, I took off the hat and coat and sunglasses. Then I sneaked back down to the lobby wearing a blonde wig. I checked in again, this time into room 302. Did you smudge the signature? Ruth Rose asked. Oh, you noticed that, Wallace said. I'm so used to signing my real name in books, I started to write Wallace, so I accidentally smudged it. I have a question, Miss Wallace. What should we call you? My friends call me Wallace, she said. Well, the taxi driver told us you were smiling in the taxi. What were you smiling about? Wallace Wallace was smiling now. Oh, about a lot of things. First, I was wearing a man's disguise, and that made me feel pretty silly. And I knew I was going to meet you, one of my biggest fans, and I was happy because I knew that whatever happened, the next day would be fun. I sure had fun, Josh said, grinning. Poor Mr. Paskey, having to lie to everyone with a straight face. Boy, did I have a hard time pretending to be Mavis all day, Wallace said. But my plan worked. I met 3 brilliant detectives. You helped me to see how real kids would investigate a kidnapping. Now I can go back to Maine and finish my book. How come your book jackets never say that you're a woman? Ruth Rose asked. Wallace Wallace smiled. Because of my name, most people assume that I'm a man, she explained. I let them think that so that I can do my research easier. I've learned that people clam up if they know I'm Wallace Wallace. So out in public, I pretend I'm Mavis Green, just a regular person, not a mystery writer. I get it, Dink said. You don't have your picture on your book so people can't recognize you. Right, and I hope you'll keep my secret. We will, right guys? Ruth Rose said. Thank you. Any more questions? Wallace asked. Yeah, Walker said, giving his sister a look. When do we leave? I've got lobsters waiting for me. I have a question too, Dink said. Will you send me your picture now? Yes, but I'll do better than that, Wallace said. I'll dedicate my next book to my three new friends. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose did a triple high five. Excuse me, Mr. Linkletter said from the door where he had been standing. They all looked at him. It's nearly checkout time. Everyone laughed. Mr. Linkletter smiled, but just a little. And there we have it. That is The Absent Author by Ron Roy, part of the A to Z Mysteries set. Thank you for coming along and reading with me. I hope you have a wonderful day and hope to see you soon. Bye!